From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The new week is off to a relatively calm start on Wall Street compared with last week. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 42 points today, the Nasdaq up about 4 points. But it's not all smooth sailing by a long shot. Investors are still worried about credit. And as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the turmoil is starting to threaten many of the mergers that are in the works.
Until this summer, private equity firms had no trouble borrowing money. Banks and hedge funds were lining up to give them whatever they needed. They could buy a company and finance 70% of the purchase price or more. They could even borrow money just to pay themselves dividends, and some did. And as a result, there were some dazzling deals made. Stephen Presser, principal of the private equity firm Monomoy Capital Partners, says that in the space of 4 weeks, everything has changed.
You can actually feel a different credit environment out there. Just by talking to bankers and hedge funds and finance companies that lend money, there's a different feel. And literally, it's a different feel overnight.
Presser says banks have become much more cautious about how and where they lend money, and they can even ask to renegotiate the terms of a deal after it's cleared.
And so that means that a whole sort of swath of deals that either were in the middle of being done or being thought about for the next couple of quarters have to be reevaluated.
A lot of mergers that were announced just a few months ago, like the purchase of hotel chain Hilton and Clear Channel Communications by private equity firms, are yet to be completed. Kohlberg Kravis Roberts said earlier this year it would buy the utility company TXU in the biggest private equity deal of all time. Now the deal is in question, and TXU says it will break up if the merger doesn't go through. Colin Bladen, who heads the Center for Private Equity and Entrepreneurship at Dartmouth University, says the subprime mortgage debacle has scared a lot of lenders and driven up the cost of borrowing, and a deal that made financial sense earlier this year may no longer seem as sound.
The question on a lot of these deals is arising, should they be done under the terms under which they were negotiated? Should they close? And if they don't, who pays what to whom and who gets hurt?
And it's not just private equity deals that are being jeopardized. Investors have grown worried that real estate investor Sam Zell won't be able to proceed with his purchase of the Tribune Media Company tomorrow. But private equity firms have been behind some of the biggest corporate deals this year. And with credit harder to get, fewer deals will get made. Not only will the firms find it harder to borrow money to buy companies, they'll have more trouble turning around and selling them down the road. Bob Kaiser is an analyst at Thomson Financial.
These are leveraged deals, and the amount of money that private equity fund managers have to pay for cash is certainly going to impact their future decision-making.
And if deals get harder to complete, that can only hurt the stock market. Most analysts say one of the reasons investors rushed to buy stocks this year was because so many deals were getting made, and they wanted to share in the windfall. There is at least one potentially positive thing about the decline in private equity deals. If lenders are more careful about whom they give money to, there will be fewer ill-advised deals taking place. In the long run, that can only make the economy more efficient. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.